الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. گزشتہ دو جمعے
I led the last two Friday sermons from Germany due to my tour there. On my sermon of 6 June, I spoke on the subject of obedience and loyalty to Khilafat. It was not only for Germany, but rather, I gave that sermon for the entire world. Although I may have provided some examples in light of the circumstances in Germany. But nonetheless, I am delighted that Ahmadis from all over the world responded. They immediately expressed their absolute loyalty and fidelity to Khilafat. Many people specifically remarked that some of us office holders sometimes try to reinterpret the instructions of Khalifa al-Masih, which we will inshallah never do again. Indeed, this is the beauty of the Jamaat that was established by the promised Messiah on whom be peace. When they are admonished, they immediately give heed. May Allah the Almighty enable all Ahmadis to go on increasing in this obedience and loyalty. As is normally the case, after the Jalsa I present some details. So at this time also, with reference to my tour, I will say some things. The Jalsa was held. The Jalsa's atmosphere is made up by the members of the Jamaat attending, Ahmadi men, women and children. Attend the Jalsa with great passion and zeal, or they make an effort to do so. But now, part of the spectacle and atmosphere of the Jalsa is also made up by our non-Ahmadi friends, who come to listen and see the Jalsa which the Ahmadis have spoken so much about. They come to observe the behavior and conduct of Ahmadis at the Jalsa, and what they actually discuss. And they come to observe that if Ahmadis speak good at the Jalsa, then do they practice what they preach or not? Worldly people gather together at conventions and festivals, and there is great commotion and activity. So when these worldly people observe the atmosphere of the Jalsa is something quite amazing, which has no comparison with worldly festivals and carnivals. So then such Jalsas become a means to present to the non-Ahmadi friends the beautiful teachings of Islam, and to remove the misgivings and misunderstandings regarding it. Similarly, some non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims who have previously acquired some information regarding Ahmadiyyat, that is, the true Islam, when they witness in person the atmosphere and programs of the Jalsa, they are ready to take the bet, and some actually come to the point of taking the oath of allegiance. Or it is the case that they are impacted to such a degree that after some time their hearts are inclined totally towards Ahmadiyyat. As such, on the one hand, this Jalsa produces good sentiments in people regarding Islam. There, on the other hand, it also becomes a great source of preaching. In short, the Germany Jalsa also most certainly became the source of the aforementioned attributes. So first of all, I will present some of the sentiments and views of the non-Ahmadi friends who attended the Jalsa, in the manner in which Allah the Almighty, in astonishing ways, is displaying His help and succor. For hearts can only be inclined through the grace and blessings of Allah the Almighty. It is not only the Jalsa, but indeed every function of the community in which external guests are invited become a great means of introducing the community. And thus every function becomes a means of conveying the beautiful teachings of Islam and of opening up the field of preaching. During my tour of Germany, I was enabled to lay the foundation stone of some mosques and also to inaugurate a mosque. This also manifested the beautiful teachings of Islam upon people, which they remarked that we never saw such an Islam before. Newspapers also provided coverage, through which the message was conveyed to many millions of people. First of all, I will present some of the views of the non-Ahmadis who attended the Jalsa. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, delegations from various neighboring countries also attended, and these delegations were in quite large numbers. The numbers within each delegation were also quite significant. Apart from new converts and tabligh contacts from France and Belgium, there were delegations from Estonia, Croatia, Lithuania, Slovenia, Romania, Hungary, Montenegro, Bosnia, and Russian countries, Kosovo, Albania, Bulgaria, Macedonia. This included children, men, and women, people who were being preached to, and also non-Ahmadi acquaintances. This year from Macedonia, a delegation of 55 people attended, amongst whom there were 28 Christians, 10 non-Ahmadi Muslim, and 17 Ahmadis. Similarly, from Bulgaria, there was a delegation of 82 people who travelled a very long distance. I also met these delegations. There was a spiritual atmosphere of the Jalsa which had a great impact upon them. There was a great transformation and change that came about within these people, which they all openly expressed. They greatly appreciated the passion for hospitality and service by the Jamaat. As I said, a delegation of 55 people came from Macedonia, who travelled almost 2,000 kilometres. Their mode of travel was such that it took them approximately 35 hours to complete their journey. There were 28 Christian friends, 10 non-Ahmadi Muslims, and 17 Ahmadis. Two journalists and two cameramen were also part of this. They recorded the program and said, "When we return, we will provide coverage in our TV program." Nine people from amongst this delegation took the bet on the final day of the Jalsa. Nikolko Shukulsi, One of the guests who works in a government office remarked, "My visit was greatly beneficial to learn more about religion and to study and reflect upon it deeply. The speeches of the Jalsa left a deep impression upon me." Then he said regarding me that his speech regarding Islam transformed my views altogether. Previously, I perceived Islam as a radical and extremist religion. But now, I have removed my previous considerations because Islam is a religion of peace. There was another guest, Toshkov, Vukumsanvo Sahib, who said, "My meeting and collective prayer, wanting to learn more about Islamic gatherings and traditions, and to learn more about the religion. The speech of the Imam of the community had the greatest impact upon me. I wish to attend the Jalsa next year also." He mentions a mulaqat with me and says, he answered all our questions and explained all matters that we questioned regarding. Our thoughts regarding Islam were transformed altogether. The answers were greatly detailed based on the truth, and we came to learn how good the teachings of Islam are, which teaches to show love and compassion to everyone. A lady who came from Macedonia remarked, "My thoughts regarding Islam and its teachings have been changed." The speech of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community has transformed the perceptions of Islam. A guest from Macedonia, Barincio Sahib, says, "I am content and delighted to the depths of my soul. In particular, I would like to say regarding the address of the Khalifa that he has invited us and called us towards peace, tolerance and love. We are all aware that we are passing through such a time when the levels of tolerance are nil. This is a time when wars and killing are prevalent." There was a professor, Shashko Sahib, who commented, "My knowledge increased of Islam after listening to the address of the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. I am extremely grateful to him." Then he mentions a mulaqat. "I met him yesterday. It was unique and extraordinary, and it was a fascinating experience. He gave me a lot of time. He answered our questions in depth and comprehensively. We had an opportunity to learn new things about Islam and Ahmadiyyat. We came to learn that Ahmadis practice what they preach. There is a female student from Macedonia who is studying information technology in the final year of her studies. She said that it was extremely impressive for me and I was truly astonished. She then says that the meeting with the Imam of the community was a new experience for me. It helped me to perceive the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in a more positive light." Another guest from Macedonia said, mentioning the same mulaqat or meeting, "He gave me a suggestion," which he relates, "that such a program should be formed where all religions are united in love." He then relates my response, that I informed him that we already make such efforts, and he was told in detail about the program in Guildhall. It had a very positive impact upon him. A 21-person delegation came from Albania, amongst whom there were 10 non-Ahmadis and 11 Ahmadis. There was a former military officer who held an experienced and senior position, remarked that he had never seen such discipline anywhere else in the world. And He said the spirit of voluntary service of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community was a positive experience, to the extent that even small children were giving water to the guests and were extremely happy in doing so. An Albanian guest, who was also the vice president of the town committee. I attended the previous year. The prominent aspect which I observed this year was that there was an extraordinary number of German-born Ahmadis in participation. What we realize is that in other sects of the Muslims, all we observe is verbosity and claims, whereas the practical illustration of the true image of Islam is the hallmark of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. The remarks of the delegation from Hungary were, a history teacher who has done a master's in Judaism said, in terms of displaying love, affection and voluntary service, the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat is far ahead. Unity and mutual cooperation is greatly visible. Regarding the bed ceremony, he said that this is a spectacle which attracts and convinces the heart. For people to put one hand upon the other and to take the bed displays a great sense of unity. This was something unique for him, and it was something that greatly impressed him. He said that the members of the Jamaat have great devotion and love for the Khalifa, which seems selfless and sincere, because there is no pretentiousness and formality that can be seen. Indeed, it feels that this love for the Khalifa of the members is through some natural or heartfelt sentiment. Most certainly, this is a true remark. From the Hungarian delegation, Mr. Longert said, I was extremely impressed by the arrangements of the Jalsa. Prior to this, I had never observed such a large Muslim gathering. From the Romanian delegation, there was a Syrian person, Hussein al-Hafiz Sahib. He has lived in Romania for a long period of time, and he commented, he said to our missionary after attending the Jalsa, will we only see the Khalifa Tomasi from far away, or will we have the opportunity to see him up close? So when he was informed there will be a mulaqat, so he could not believe it. Nonetheless, there was a mulaqat, and he was extremely delighted, and he expressed great happiness and delight. He says, from the first day of the Jalsa, I began to say. That is, a missionary says that from the first day, he began to say that he loves the Khalifa, and he would repeatedly say that if there is a Khalifa of the Muslims for all the Muslim world, it will resolve all the problems, because it is the Khalifa alone who can show them the right path. He also expressed this during the mulaqat. He then asked our missionary, how is the Khalifa elected? Upon which he informed him regarding Khilafat. And he told them how the fourth Khalifa was elected and how the Khilafat election takes place. How Allah the Almighty controls the hearts of the people in the election and unites them through giving them this concealed knowledge. He could not understand this aspect being given concealed knowledge from God. But he said by the evening this matter was resolved for him. He said, when I was returning from addressing the ladies for the Zuhr prayer, that at the time people were stood in lines. So he said, I also stood there. He said, when I passed by from him, and I saw the Khalifa of the time, then spontaneously and unintentionally I raised my hand to say salam. He said this was an unintentional act, and the subject of being given concealed knowledge from God and divine control of hearts was resolved. He normally never raises his hand to say salam in this manner, however important he may be. But now what I did was most certainly the divine will and doing, and was not in my control. So he is convinced to quite a large degree, which he also informed me of. He said that he is going to reflect and think some more, and inshallah he will join the Jamaat. From Lithuania, there were three guests from the university. One student, mentioning his views, said, "This Jalsa is extremely beneficial for those Western thinkers who have less knowledge about Islam, who hold negative thoughts about it, because this Jalsa can widen their narrow manner of thinking. Your community have very positive ways of thinking, and you're always cheerful and happy." Regarding his meeting with me, he said it left a good impression upon him. A female student mentioned that what has impressed us greatly is that it is a very peaceful and tolerant atmosphere. By staying within you, I have had the opportunity to see the true image of Islam. During the prayer, she said it was an amazing spectacle. She was also greatly impacted when I said to the gathering to stay silent, and they immediately became quiet. She thought it was amazing obedience. One female student said that she had quite a keen interest in religion. She said, "In today's world, it is very important for me the opinions people have of one another. After participating in the Jalsa Salana, I have come to learn more about Islam, about other people, and also about myself." A person from the Croatian delegation is related to the agricultural department in his area and is also a leader of social welfare. There are also other ladies who are studying masters in law and public relations. It says that during the mulaqat, the students asked various questions of me. These questions and answers lasted for over half an hour. They were about prejudice to Islam, the attitude of social media, the reasons for being removed from religion, the status of women and their rights in Islam. There were many such questions that were asked. The female students openly expressed that all the questions that they had asked had been answered by the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat in a really good manner, very comprehensively and in depth, and they were completely satisfied. In fact, I remember that I asked them if they wanted to have further clarification. They said, "There is nothing left which we are not satisfied with." The person who is related to the agricultural department said, "It is a great honor to meet the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. During the meeting, we realized what the status and rank of the Khalifa is in the community. After meeting Ahmadis and after listening to the address of the Khalifa, we came to realize that when we first came, we were extremely fearful. However, that fear rapidly turned into love and respect. We felt as if we are looking at Islam in a completely new light because our views were transformed." There are similarly many other views of people. A guest who came from Bulgaria said that, "I have come here for the first time. Before I came here, I thought in a different way. I was an opponent to the Jamaat. Since I have come here and witnessed the atmosphere of the Jalsa and listened to the addresses of the leader, it has transformed me entirely." Then somebody from Bulgaria said that, "I am Christian and I am attending for the first time. I am greatly impressed. I saw the true and beautiful face of Islam here. Now I desire that in Bulgaria it is announced that people should come in large numbers to the Jalsa so they come to learn how beautiful religion Islam is and how we can learn in mutual love and tolerance. In fact, he was insisting that I should announce this, but I said to him that if this is the case, then the muftis in your country will not let you live." So he says, then he said that we receive spiritual food in this Jalsa. We need this type of food in Bulgaria. And he asked me when we will get this type of food there. So I responded to him that, "Say to your government when they will permit us, when they will allow us to open mission houses and to preach, then inshallah, God willing, all of this will come to pass. The world is restless to listen, to see, and to acquire the truth. However, Satan is also in operation. there is a great need of prayers. May Allah the Almighty enable us to rapidly remove the obstacles wherever they may be. And may the thirst of those people also be quenched who yearn to listen to the true message of Islam. A friend who came from Kosovo informed that I've come here for the first time and I work in a government department. Yesterday I took the bet. I could never even imagine that such a glorious jalsa could be held. Even if the German nation wished to hold such a function, they could not do so. It is only the distinction of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya that it holds such spectacular jalsas where only there is peace, love and tolerance. A lady member of the Bosnian delegation said during the mulaqat, the meeting, that I intended to ask you many questions. However, you delivered a Friday sermon during the Jalsa Salana, which answered all my questions. Now I received the answer to all my questions and I have no questions remaining. I consider myself fortunate that I am a follower of the Khalifa because she has taken the bet. I said to her that this Friday sermon was actually for the old Ahmadis by way of spiritual and moral guidance, not for the answer to your questions. But in any case, she picked out many points and said that these were all aspects which gave me proper insight and discernment into these matters. So this is how Allah the Almighty also opens the hearts of people. Some aspect or the other has an impact on someone, which becomes a means of their reformation and also guidance. I also deliver a separate address to the German guests at the Jalsa. There are approximately 200 Germans who attended and people of other nations. In total, there were over 400 or 450 guests in participation. One guest, Wagner Sahib, is a politician. He said, I've been listening to this address at the Jalsa Salana for the last 3 years. But this year had a special impact upon me because it was a very clear and to-the-point address. It was a great effort for peace, and I received the answers to all my questions. So this is how Allah the Almighty also gives satisfaction to non-Ahmadis. He says it was something quite astonishing how such a large gathering was in peace and tranquility, and nobody was causing any problems. If there was such a large gathering of German people, then there would certainly be some people who would disturb the peace of the gathering. One guest friend Sahib said, after listening to my address, those things were said that the Pope would never say. Muslims are presented in the media as if they are all extremists, and people are incited against them. And Christians are conversely presented as peaceful. Today I've come to learn of the true teachings of Islam. Then he says it is a peaceful atmosphere and it is quite amazing how so many people are mingling together in such a peaceful and dignified manner. There was a guest, Hussein Sahib. After listening to my address, he said, I really liked your speech. I do not accept many things, yet still, I liked your address. The atmosphere of the Jalsa was incredible. He is a Muslim, he liked the address, he liked the things that were discussed, he liked the sentiments of obedience from the members of the community, yet he says that I still do not agree with everything. One guest, Dominic Sahib, after listening to the address, said that the speech of the Khalifatul Masih has increased our information. We did have some knowledge of the Jamaat, but after listening to the speech of the Khalifa, we have come to learn many new things. One guest said that the teaching presented of tolerance and equality are great teachings indeed. They are exactly in accordance with the German law. There is an Ahmadi who studies with me at university. His behavior and conduct distinguish him from other Muslims. So this is a practical distinction that we must display at every level and to every group of people. This is a great source of preaching. Hence, every single Ahmadi should remember that people are going to be observing their practical examples. One German said, "It seemed as if I had written the address of the Khalifa because every word he said was the voice of my heart." The representative of the Lord Mayor of the Wiesbaden City Parliament at the foundation laying ceremony of the mosque said during his remarks, in addition to saying other things, "At different occasions and in different programs, your community plays a very positive and active role. You are at the foremost of establishing connections with other people. You are removing those fears in non-Muslims that has been produced as a result of the behavior of certain other extremist Muslims, and you always endeavor to establish peace." The representative of the Provincial Assembly of Hessen, the Secretary of State of the Integration Department, said during his remarks, "It is an honor for me to attend this convention today." He extended congratulations for the mosque. The remarks of some of the guests who came for the mosque function are as follows. "One plot of land we have purchased for the mosque used to be owned by a widow. She had this plot for 40 years. Later, as a result of elderly age, she sold it to the city administration. This lady was also participating in the function. After she heard my address, she said, 'I am delighted that the place which I owned will now be used to worship God. And the house of God will be built on this land and will remain established forever. I am extremely satisfied with whatever the Khalifa al-Masih said, because whatever he said, I have seen.' Another comment I received was by an elderly German who said, 'I am going to die, and I was concerned because nations rise and decline. If this were to happen to the German nation, then what would happen and who would take over? But today, after listening to the words of the Khalifa al-Masih, I am convinced that if such a state of affairs were to prevail over Germany, then most certainly Germany will come into the hands of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community and it will be in extremely safe hands." One guest expressing his views said, "The words of the Khalifa were very personal and straightforward. We have heard the message of the Khalifa. We should love one another rather than despise each other. Islam has become a target for attacks due to the acts of certain Muslims, which is entirely wrong." A female teacher went to attend the program on the lady side for the mosque, and when some of the girls were receiving chocolates from me, some would cry and request me for prayers. So the lady remarked that for girls to have so much devotion at such a young age is something I've never seen before. Today I've been greatly moved. Mr. George Arnold, District Administrator, Commissioner of County Lay, said in his address, in addition to many remarks, "I have borne witness for 25 years that the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat always adopts tolerance and it plays its role in the society. Your mosque is a symbol for the fact that here there is religious tolerance and we can live with one another in mutual cooperation." One guest commented that, "I listened to the address of the Khalifa al-Masih half in Urdu and half in German. This was for the reason that I desired to listen to the voice of Khalifa al-Masih directly, and I also wanted to hear the Urdu language." He then said, "It was an excellent speech which I greatly liked." He admonished his Jamaat to work for the progress of the nation. So there are quite amazing ways of people to assess the community, to listen to us. All of this is the wind that Allah the Almighty has now blown. No office holder should fall into the presumption that this progress is all because of their efforts. For efforts were made in the past also, but such results never emanated. But now Allah the Almighty so willed that these results emerge. And therefore Allah the Almighty has now blown this wind. And now their attitude is constantly transforming altogether. A member of a party in Germany, Ahmed Turin Sahib, said, All politicians were greatly impressed by your address, and this was something visible from their faces. This statement of the Khalifatul Masih was greatly impressive and wise, that he said to all the members of the Jamaat to play a part in the progress of the German nation. One guest said that I was astonished by today's function. The German people should learn from the Ahmadi people. So therefore, we also need to not fall into any complex with the people living in Europe. The responsibility of guiding the world today has been given to the Jamaat, the community of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. So understand this. Strive to fulfill your responsibilities. Make an effort to enhance your relationship with Allah the Almighty. Then, most certainly, you will receive these rewards and bounties. Some of the guest comments at the occasion of the inauguration of the Mahdi Mosque in Munich were as follows. One journalist said, with reference to me, that the message of peace that has been imparted was also being demonstrated. This had a deep impact upon everyone in the hall. One lady said, when the Khalifatul Masih, during his address, mentioned the martyrdom of Dr. Mehdi Ali the Shaheed, I could not bear this and started crying. Then when Khalifatul Masih said that despite this martyrdom, our spirit of dedication and service to mankind will not diminish, which we will continue. So it was extremely difficult to control my emotions. One lady remarked, I was extremely moved in particular to hear about the solution given for peace, that all people should rise beyond differences of nationality and religion and show love to one another, rather than increasing in their mutual enmity. The function was extremely successful. The Jamaat did not just only call its own people for this function, this was something really good. And it not only just called politicians, but they also called neighbors. This was something that left a deep impression in me. So at the occasion of the inauguration of mosques, this message that is given to Ahmadis that new avenues will most certainly open, behoves us to give great attention. The responsibility increases for each and every Ahmadi when any mosque is inaugurated in his area or any mosque is constructed. On the third day of the Jalsa Salana, with the grace of the Almighty Allah, there was also the Bet, the Oath of Allegiance, in which 83 people from 19 countries were unable to take the Bet and were present in person. I shall relate some of the accounts of those who took the Bet. An Albanian guest, Akhtarin Sahib, commented. He was previously a Muslim. He said, I read in the books of Hadith that when the Imam Mahdi will descend, then it will be the duty of every single Muslim to take his bet. Subsequently, he joined the bet and he experienced a truly astonishing state of the heart. He said, the second thing which had an effect upon me was that for such large numbers of righteous people to have joined Ahmadiyyat through the means of being informed in dreams. This proves that this truly is a divine community and Allah the Almighty is Himself attracting people towards it. Another guest, Heather Sahib, relates that I accepted Ahmadiyyat through a dream. He relates the dream that a few years ago, when he did not even have any knowledge of the community, he saw a dream one night. He is with one of his friends and he hears the azan, the call to prayer. So, he and his friends start climbing on a mountain to offer the prayer, and perhaps they are supposed to lead the prayer on a summit. When they reach the summit, there they see various people with beards. They are pushing one another and also beating other people. There is a fire somewhere and it is quite a perilous situation. Upon this, Heather Sahib says to his friend, immediately leave here, otherwise these people will kill us also. So they depart that place and a short distance away, they see a luscious valley which is filled with beautiful green trees in all directions. In this valley, there is a large number of people clad in white, lined up in a very orderly and disciplined fashion for their prayers. A person is stood up in front of them who is leading the prayer. I inquire from my friend who these people are, who informs me that these are Ahmadis. Upon this, my eyes opened. I was not even acquainted with the name of the Jamaat at the time, nor in contact with any Ahmadi. This dream became the means for me to accept Ahmadiyyat. Then there is a friend from Morocco, Abdul Qadir Sahib, who relates. 6 years ago, I was introduced to the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat, but a few weeks ago, in search of Ahmadiyyat, I reached one of the prayer centers. I learned more about the community. I started coming for the prayers and also the Friday prayers. I was invited to attend the Germany Jalsa, which I participated in. After witnessing the spiritual atmosphere of the Jalsa and observing the love and dedication and obedience of the members of the community for the Khalifa, it brought about an extraordinary change in my heart, to think that this most certainly is a true community. I resolved to join it and I took the bet. A guest from Sweden is Iraqi. He said, I was very moved witnessing this atmosphere of the Jalsa. This is a true community which I was in search of. This is this Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat which has answered all my questions. And thus he took the bed during the Jalsa. A Ghanaian came from Belgium to attend the Jalsa. He says, I saw in a dream that I am seeing God. God the Almighty is also looking at me with an eye of mercy. I went to a Tablighi meeting, and there was a picture of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, which reminded me that this is that very person who I had seen in the dream. So during the whole meeting, I cried, seeing the picture. Now I have come to attend the Germany Jalsa, and I have resolved to take the bet. I say to every opponent of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat that if they come to witness the atmosphere of the Jalsa and attend it just once, then I say with certainty that they will end their opposition. A Moroccan lady came from Belgium and said that I saw in a dream that the Imam Mahdi has come, and he said, like the resplendent reflection of the moon, that glad tidings and glad tidings. Later, I saw Khalifatul Masih V, who said in English, don't worry. I had no knowledge of who they were. I saw the picture of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, and he was that same person who I had seen as the Imam Mahdi in my dream. Then I attended the UK Jalsa Salana and saw Khalifatul Masih. I started crying, that I could not believe that this was that same person I had seen in the dream. I was fully convinced that this is a true community. I took the bet and joined it. There was a guest who had come from France and said, I was born in a Christian family and do not practice any religion. I went to the church on the behest of my parents, and before me was the statue of Jesus, peace be upon him. I could not understand whether I should worship God or should worship this statue. So the Ahmadi friend I had contacted introduced me to the Jamaat. I acquired more details about it, and I was given the philosophy of the teachings of Islam to read. I participated in the Jalsa. I heard the address of the Imam of the community, which changed the state of my heart. On the third day of the Jalsa, I have taken the bet and joined the community. This person is indigenous French. The in charge of the delegation from Hungary, Sadakat Sahib, relates that there was a family in Germany who we were in contact with over the internet, and we invited them to attend the Jalsa. Initially, they declined. They did not have good impressions regarding Islam, and this is why they initially declined. Later, they were reassured, and then they came, and they attended for the 3 days of the Jalsa. They also heard my Friday sermon very attentively, which had a deep impact upon them. They also observed the atmosphere of the prayers, which also left a mark upon them. And he commented that he witnessed such an atmosphere the first time in his life. Later, he had a mulaqat with me, in which he was very moved. He said, I regularly meet with priests, but their words have no impact upon me. I listen to what they say from one ear and remove it from the other. However, the words of the Khalifa of the time struck a chord in my heart. On the same day at night, I informed my son by phone of all the details that the leader of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat gave us time and spoke to us with great compassion and love. And finally, we also had a photo with him. On Saturday, his wife went to the ladies' Jalsa Gah. She was extremely impressed by the arrangements in the ladies' Jalsa Gah. Observing the ladies offer the Zuhr and Asr prayers, she started also to offer the prayers behind them. So they remained in contact with the missionaries. They had sittings with various missionaries, where they informed them in detail about Islam and Ahmadiyyat. So the person in question said that at around 2 a.m. Saturday night, in the hotel where they were residing, in the room, he heard my voice offering the prayer. He said he heard the voice and sat up, after which he kept on hearing this voice. He then woke up his wife and informed her about the dream. So these people who were previously opponents, on Saturday in the afternoon when the bet was going to take place, they said they wanted to take the bet and then they joined Ahmadiyyat. An Arab Ahmadi who had come from France related one of his old dreams and accounts. He said, just a short while before the demise of Hazrat Khalifa Masih IV, I heard in a dream someone saying, Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Then I saw a young person regarding whom I was informed in the dream that he is your new Khalifa. He says, after this dream, Hazrat Khalifa Masih IV passed away. When the election of the Khalifa took place, I recalled this dream. And he said, when I saw the image, I saw that it was you. A Moroccan new Ahmadi had come from Spain that he used to work with another Moroccan Ahmadi, Tayyab al-Faraya Sahib, whose moral and spiritual standard greatly impressed him. He said, once I observed that many Moroccan people were ridiculing and mocking him. One day someone said to me that, are you also a Qadiani? To which I responded, what is that? He said, Tayyab al-Farah Sahib is a Qadiani. When I asked him what Qadianiyat is, so Tayyab Sahib explained to me comprehensively about the Jamaat beliefs. Then I saw MTA, and it was clear from the people's faces who were seated there that they are not false people. I then researched into this and I took the bet. After the bet, I saw in a dream that my wife and I have come to your house. Upon knocking the door, you opened the door and have us seated inside and gave us hospitality. And then we also offered the prayers. When he did the bet, he was alone for 4 years, and people had made him a target for mockery and ridicule. There was no Jamaat there, and he wrote me a letter. When I said to him in response that pray, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرَنِي فَرَدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. So he says, it is a miracle of this prayer that Al-Mahdi started making people Ahmadis, 2 became 4, and so on. Now there is a family who have joined Ahmadiyyat, and a Jamaat of 11 people has formed. Another person from Italy who would lead the prayers there, but then took the bet and people started ridiculing him. He was worried. I said to him, do not fret. Inshallah, God willing, Allah the Almighty has chosen you to lead the Mu'mins, the believers in prayers. Previously, you were leading people who were not Mu'min. So nonetheless, there was beautiful discussions in a spiritual atmosphere and everyone left with a good impression. The press and media also gave ample coverage of the mosque inaugurations, the Jalsa Salana and so on. According to reports, there was coverage in more than 60 media outlets. In addition to newspapers, there was 4 TV channels, 4 radio stations who gave coverage. It is the estimate of the Jamaat there that through electronic and print media, in total, the message was conveyed to 37 million people. So this displays Allah the Almighty's special support and succor. Now this all has been mentioned, the Jalsas and the inauguration of the mosques and the function, the foundation stone laying ceremony. which manifest to us the blessings of Allah the Almighty. Now I would like to say some things which are for the purpose of drawing our attention towards self-analysis. So where on the one hand we should be grateful to Allah the Almighty and we do extend thanks in the manner in which He continues to show His special support and help. There on the other hand we should also be concerned lest the shortcomings, errors or penalties of our bad actions of any one of us may deprive us from any of these blessings and bounties. Other people do notice our good qualities. However, we should always keep an eye upon our shortcomings and our faults. We should try our best that how we can improve our work and our state as best as possible. This is particularly true for the office holders, and amongst the office holders, the national office holders, and also the Markaz central workers. They need to carry out this assessment of themselves. There were some things that had to be pointed out in terms of shortcomings and weaknesses, after which Amir Sahib Germany wrote to me that we apologize and ask forgiveness for those weaknesses that are still outstanding. However, it is insufficient to merely write this much, unless constant effort is made to carry out self-assessment in the entire year, and unless practical action is taken to overcome these shortcomings. Without this, saying sorry is useless. Saying sorry and asking forgiveness can give no benefit. The actual thing is reformation and practical efforts. One female journalist, perhaps from Macedonia, asked me a question there, that are you satisfied with all the arrangements of the Jalsa? What her motive was, Allah knows better. It is possible that she was indicating towards certain shortcomings. If I had said that I was 100% satisfied, she may have asked another question. So I responded to her that progressing nations always search out for their faults and weaknesses. Praise of just a few people cannot lead us to falling into the presumption that we have achieved whatever we had to and accomplished a great amount, and that we overlook our apparent mistakes. We should never ignore apparent shortcomings. So nonetheless, she remains silent upon this. Now, what remains is the issue of the sound system. Two or three times, there was a fault in the sound system when my program was ongoing. So when I said to the journalist that she also saw how there was a fault in the sound system, she did not ask a follow-up question and remained quiet. Perhaps she remained silent because she was thinking that these people are identifying their own errors. So it may indeed be correct that we cannot achieve 100% perfection in any task. However, we need to most certainly make efforts to make it as best as possible. The fault in the sound system was completely as a result of carelessness. Whereas just one day before, I addressed the workers and said to them that if there is any shortcoming that will emanate from any of your work, although mashallah you are all trained, it will be because of carelessness and negligence. This is why even the smallest task should not be considered ordinary. But perhaps the officers thought that this guidance was only for the workers and not for them. And this is why these faults manifested. After investigation, the facts that have come to the fore through it, it has become clear that there was carelessness. It was because of negligence, and it could have been the cause for a big incident. The electricity points were left without supervision. As a result of this, somebody came and removed the plug of the loudspeaker, and the sound was turned off. This is no ordinary incident. The organizers of the Jalsa should know how much electricity load they have, whether they can place any more load on this or not. Now, there were arrangements for tea in the same place. In the same plug of the sound system was the plug and the arrangements for the tea. As a result, one of the fuse blew. This was the reason for the sound going off at one time. So, I say repeatedly to be careful, and I give attention towards security. And the biggest and most important security point is this fuse point and these electricity connections. The UK Jalsa is approaching. They should also remember that first of all, there should be complete security. There should be 24-hour security at such locations where there are electricity points in the main marquee. Tea arrangements should be done elsewhere to bring for the workers. Amir Saab Germany gives the reply that the next year we will change this company from whom we acquired the sound system because it is their negligence. This is a very childish thing to say. If after changing the company you are going to be careless again, then the same results will emerge. Unless in every single matter you do not develop the habit for absolute obedience, you do not make an effort to comply after listening to an instruction, this is what will keep on going on. You will see small weaknesses, shortcomings and faults constantly coming to the fore. Now, at the time of the bed, the sound turned off again. Many excuses are given for this also. Now, it was good that I repeated the words of the bed, the covenant of allegiance. Faxes immediately came from around the world to say thank you that you repeated the words. It was really good, because otherwise we could not hear the bed and we were deprived from it. In particular, people from Pakistan said that normally when the bed takes place, it is in English that the words are read out. There are very few opportunities for bed in Urdu and we desire it to be so. So they especially expressed this. So there is a need to give great heed towards this. Similarly, the organizers in Jalsa, I drew their attention towards food last time also. I have come to know that the pita bread that was used there, sometimes there were some packets of pita bread that had passed the expiry date. They should investigate into this and present to me a report. Now all these shortcomings and flaws that have emerged to consult further with other workers. As I have said, they should form a red book. In the red book, all the faults and weaknesses should be written down, and then you should study over them, and then for the following year you should make an effort to overcome them. It is not sufficient that you just merely write down your shortcomings. You should study them constantly for the entire year and reflect on how you can make the best improvements. So make practical improvements. Only then can you make up for this, not merely by words. If there is due heed, everything is possible. One year this happened also in the Kandara Jamaat. I drew their attention and they gave attention. They took practical steps. Now the people from Canada write that the arrangements have improved greatly. This is because they obeyed and they acted upon it, or they made every effort to act upon it. When the Germany Jamaat also follow this principle, then inshallah, God willing, they will also see improvement. Ordinary workers and the members of the Jamaat write restlessly, and perhaps even now they will write. However, the national office holders need to come out of their shells. Do not consider yourselves as officers. In fact, serve the Jamaat considering yourselves as servants. Develop this mentality within you. May Allah the Almighty enable all of them to do this. And all the successes that are being achieved by the Jamaat attribute and associate themselves with Allah the Almighty's blessings and rewards. Make an effort to increase your humility and humbleness and endeavor to thank Allah the Almighty even more so. May Allah the Almighty enable for the spirit to be developed in all office holders. May we witness the blessings and bounties of Allah the Almighty being received by us to an even greater degree than before.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.